Ever since its formation back in the early 1980s, the Islamic Lebanese resistance against Israeli occupation and invasions in the region has been a source of either pride or awe. But what's it really like, this massive non-state actor in this region called Hezbollah, that interestingly enough, the Lebanese people can live without, and the Israelis with? From Lebanon and Beirut, our Ali Risk reports.
Hezbollah. A name largely unknown years after its inception is now described as a force to be reckoned with in the Middle East. The movement was founded in 1982 in Lebanon with the purpose of fighting against Israeli occupation. Nowadays, it has military capabilities that dwarf those of some states. It maintains strong support among Lebanon's Shia population and gained a surge of support from Lebanon's broader ethnic groups following the July 2006 war, and is able to mobilize demonstrations of hundreds of thousands. During the July 2006 war, Hezbollah combined guerrilla warfare tactics with the conventional style of modern-day armies, which proved a real match for the Israeli military. I'm standing here on Lebanon's southern border, where the Israeli settlements can be seen very clearly. Now, throughout previous wars, Hezbollah's rocket-launching capability across this border remained untouched, despite the Israeli leaders insisting that these wars aimed to destroy this rocket-launching capability. Israel considers Hezbollah a strategic threat, which creates a counterbalance against its army, as the movement is believed to now possess more than 40,000 rockets, some of which can strike virtually anywhere in Israel. Some argue that the recently acquired anti-aircraft missiles could challenge Israel's superiority in the skies.
Reports we're hearing indicate that Hezbollah has Egla, which is a surface-to-air missile. This is a shoulder-fired, it's a man pad. Which is more advanced than the old SAM-7. The Egla is a supersonic anti-aircraft missile, very high speed, and would pose a serious threat, especially to helicopters and to low-altitude jets.
Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah has said the build-up was necessary as the continuation of Israeli threats against Lebanon forces the resistance to seek more power in order to improve its capabilities. The extent of Hezbollah's capabilities could probably be sensed through the latest remarks of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli Premier signaled that with Hezbollah in its current form, Lebanon could no longer be considered as merely a secondary military power. Israeli officials continuously make threats to strike Lebanon in case Hezbollah takes any action against Israel. But many analysts interpret that such statements may hint to Israeli plans to launch a new war on Lebanon.
Hezbollah is arming itself for defensive purposes. The nature of its weapons are for defensive purposes and not to occupy territory. They can launch small incursions, like they go and attack a base, maybe occupy a small base borders, but come back. It's not built to go and occupy villages and towns and so forth. So for Israel, why are they concerned about Hezbollah unless they have an intention of invading or doing operations in Lebanon?
Hezbollah could even be compared to modern-day armies in areas such as intelligence. Israeli research centers have said that Hezbollah has enhanced intelligence-gathering capabilities and now possesses vast knowledge about the Israeli army and society. However, the movement maintains that all these activities are aimed at confronting what it believes to be hostile Israeli policies, especially as the Lebanese army lacks the appropriate military equipment to match the Israeli army.
Hezbollah is a defense force which came into existence as a reaction to a certain development. Anyone who is familiar with Hezbollah knows that it was founded only after the Israeli occupation in 1982. Therefore, Hezbollah is a reaction to this occupation.
Lebanon maintains that Israel continues to occupy portions of its territory, and a large number of Lebanese civilians have fallen as victims of previous wars with Israel. Lebanon's new cabinet of Saad Hariri adopted a manifesto which grants Hezbollah the right to defend and liberate Lebanon. The manifesto reflects the stance of many officials who also view Hezbollah as the only force in Lebanon which can successfully stand up to Israel.
Of course, we consider that Israel is the enemy. There is a unanimous acceptance of this issue in Lebanon. There are different viewpoints of how to defend the country against the enemy. It is definite, it's only logical that Lebanon makes use of the power of the resistance to defend its land and to liberate the lands that are not that are still under occupation.
While Hezbollah's high popularity is related to its success in confronting Israel, other factors are also involved. Hezbollah operates a media channel, a hospital, and many other institutions. Some of these institutions have taken up the task of rebuilding much of what was destroyed by Israel in the July 2006 war and have provided electricity and drinking water to neglected areas badly affected by Israeli military action. Here is southern Beirut, which is known as Hezbollah's stronghold. Now, Israeli bombing campaigns against this area led to severe destruction of civilian property and hence to a severe problem in daily needs such as water and electricity. Now, Hezbollah's institutions played a big role in addressing such problems and hence gave a vital social element to Hezbollah's reputation. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.